Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Jennifer Wagner and Chris Hansen, directors of the Washington Community Theater musical that opens this weekend.
Our musical is Young Frankenstein the Musical, written by Mel Brooks, script and music, with the exception of one song, Puttin' on the Ritz, Irving Berlin, musical adaptation of his 1974 film Young Frankenstein.
Well, the plot of the show is Frederick Frankenstein is the grandson of Victor Frankenstein, who was the original Frankenstein in the book. And so Frederick is a college professor who gets a telegram, basically, from Transylvania telling him that he's inherited his grandfather's estate and he needs to go back to Transylvania to take care of business. He's not wanting to come to grips with being a Frankenstein, being a brilliant brain surgeon that he is. He isn't into the belief that life can be recreated or brought back to life. So it's just a hilarious comedy that plays on this whole story about his transformation into joining the family business of bringing dead people back to life.
And who are your leads in this show?
Well, Vern Miller plays Frederick Frankenstein, and he doesn't even want people to pronounce his name as Frankenstein. He wants people to pronounce it as Frankenstein, so he's not even associated with that family. His sidekick is Igor, played by Logan Hansen. He has a lab assistant named Inga, played by Zoe Wagner. And he has a fiance, Elizabeth Benning, played by Nikki Frederick.
We have to mention the monster.
Monster, yes.
Who is being played by a new Washington Community Theater actor, I guess we could call. His name's Dave Freeze. Never been in a show before, but he's doing incredibly well in his part. And we're super excited to have him as part of the show. A couple more people we could probably mention.
Yep.
We have Kemp, the Inspector Kemp, played by Craig McClanahan. Ziggy, played by
Jacob Glass,
who's a University of Iowa theater major. And then we have an assortment of other, Frau Blücher, played by Jessica Mitchell-Tree. And so those are really the primary lead parts. Mm-hmm. I hope we didn't forget anybody.
Victor Frankenstein, played by another Iowa theater major, Kyle Schindler.
And how is it all coming together these last few rehearsals?
The show's coming together well. From a, a theatrical, from a musical choreography perspective, it's really starting to really look great.
We have all our puzzle pieces, spit and polished. They're all ready to go, and we've got about half of them put together. It will come together for sure. We have just an excruciatingly talented group of people.
This is the way you come down to the last 2 weeks getting ready for a big show. You're working on set. You're starting to put all the pieces together. It's a very stressful time, but I mean, I'm speaking maybe for myself, but I'm already seeing just really good stuff happen.
Chris and I are also in the show for the first time.
Yes.
We've never directed and been in the show before, so
that's true.
Has proven to be more stressful than we thought, but it's okay. We'll be okay.
Yes.
And with this show, is there a certain age group that you would recommend for the audience?
Great question.
We would recommend you treat this musical as a PG-13 movie. It has some bathroom and adult humor in it, and everything that was sort of an innuendo in the movie is actually sung about in a full song in the show. So it is not your typical Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. It's rather funny, but the price of funny sometimes comes with an age limit, and so I would say probably 13 and under needs to maybe pick a different musical.
I think if the parents, it's parents' discretion, but at the same time, we put a PG-13 on it just so nobody's surprised. There is going to be some things in it that people are going to go, oh, never thought I'd see that on Washington Community Theater stage. But again, it's nothing so bad that it might make a couple people blush, but beyond that.
And when will the show be on the stage?
Friday,
June 22nd.
Second.
Saturday the 23rd, those shows start at 7:30, and then Sunday the 24th, it starts at 2:30, a matinee. And then the same thing, same schedule the following weekend, the 29th through the 1st of July. So Friday, Saturday shows are 7:30, Sunday shows 2:30 matinee.
Last question, what's your favorite song in the show?
Mine is Life Life. I love that song. I don't know. Maybe it's Transylvania Mania. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it changes for me each time I see. I really like Join the Family Business.
Yeah.
I like watching the ancestors dance, but I think mine is the Barbershop. It's Welcome to Transylvania, the Barbershop Quartet.
Yeah, and He Vows My Boyfriend was really good. Really good too. I don't know. It's hard to pick.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with directors of Young Frankenstein, the Washington Community Theater musical that opens this weekend, Jennifer Wagner and Chris Hansen. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.